The UN Refugee Agency says the two-truck convoy was carrying more than 20 tons of tents and plastic sheets. It says these goods will be enough for 10,000 people made homeless by the disastrous cyclone that hit Burma. An estimated 1 million people have had their homes destroyed by Cyclone Nargis. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis tells VOA, the overland journey from Thailand into Burma, also known as Myanmar, was long and difficult.
This is a first positive step in getting our aid materials into Myanmar. In one day, we've really got stuff going in by air, aid supplies going across in the land convoy. So we know that these two routes are now operating for us, and I think that's always a relief when you've been trying for a week to get everything together to make it happen.
Pagonis says the goods could have been delayed as customs posts on both sides of the border are closed on weekends. But she says the UNHCR negotiated with government officials in Thailand and Burma to keep the posts open to allow the supplies to enter Burma. In the end, she says, the operation went smoothly.
It just took 7 minutes to get through the procedures. We arrived, or the convoy came with a police escort onto the Thai side and crossed about 1 o'clock local time, and 7 minutes later it was on the other side. So there was just a brief exchange of formalities. Of course, there had been a lot of work that we put in to make sure that this all did run smoothly. We had a lot of cooperation from the border officials on both the Thai and the Myanmar sides, and they knew what was happening. Everybody was prepared, and it went off without a hitch.
The supplies will be handed over to the Disaster Management Committee to be distributed under UNHCR monitoring. Pagonis says there are no plans for future land convoys, but in any emergency situation, she says, it is useful to have several routes established. She says the airlift of 33 tons of supplies that left Dubai on Saturday is the first of three planned flights. She says two other flights carrying urgently needed shelter supplies are expected to leave early next week, and other aid shipments will go by sea. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.